Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Neve and Mika with your 10 a.m. Zlines. In local news, road enforcement police hours have dropped by 46% between the start of the COVID-19 pandemic and 2024. Queensland's roads are proving deadly, with the number of lives lost climbing from 220 in 2019 to 301 in 2024, and 100 fatalities already recorded this year. Because of this, Queensland Police have launched a new year-round road safety operation that includes high-visibility patrols, random breath testing, and the deployment of speed detection equipment. Chief Superintendent Wheeler warned, for the entirety of the year, there will be an operational focus. The rural Queensland town of Dirrabandi has successfully kept its licensed post office after fears of closure. The community previously rallied when the old owners were retiring and struggling to find a buyer. Community members went through 2 months of postal training to take over the post office license and run it out of Dirrabandi's Rural Transaction Centre. Dirrabandi is a 7-hour drive west of Brisbane, and had the post office closed, the closest alternative for the 610 residents would have been in St George, 1 hour away. In national news, Sydney's Matt Corby has risen to number 3 on the ARIA albums chart and number 1 on Australia's album chart with his new release, Tragic Magic. The indie folk and blues artist is the winner of 3 ARIA awards, with his album Telluric hitting number 1 in 2016. Corby is set to begin his Tragic Magic tour around Australia next month, starting in Lismore and coming to Fortitude Valley Music Hall on June 14th.
And in other national news, Tasmania is set to begin charging influencers and content creators for permits in order to make profit from the state's national parks. The new regulations would replace the old and complex system and would streamline the process for creators to record content for which they would receive payment. The permit covers solo travellers who engage in small-scale filming and photos with small devices, excluding the use of drones. The $100 permit would last for 2 years and removes the need for public liability insurance, which had been prohibitive in the past for creators. And in international news, amid a property value collapse in China, local governments have begun to offer subsidies for a range of individuals to encourage purchasing some of the many empty apartments. The city of Nanjing has offered housing subsidies ranging up to $20,500 Australian dollars to AI technologists, tennis players, and participants in the Nanjing Marathon. China's property market has been suffering a rapid slump since 2016, following a crackdown on debt-laden developments. It comes after the recent defaulting of property development giant Evergrande. And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly sunny. It is currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That is all your news for 10 a.m. We will be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Banshee's Bar and Art Space is Ipswich's only bar for live, loud, original gigs, contemporary art, and a friendly